The Florida Dental Association's wish list includes two main proposals. One is relatively simple, the other a little more complex. The first part of the association's plan is to restore a program that provides financial support to dentists to treat patients in underserved areas.
And it could be utilized for dentists who to pay their student loan repayment back, for them to purchase a property or building or dental equipment in a medically underserved area.
Joanne Paramore is a dentist from Panama City who also serves as the secretary for the Florida Dental Association. But just because an area has too few dentists does not mean the state is hurting for them. In fact, Florida has plenty of dentists. They're just congregated in the wrong places. Too many in big cities and too few in rural areas. Adding to the problems is the fact that for many people, dental care is unattainable. That's especially true for children, Paramore says, and it's compounded if those kids rely on the state's Medicaid program, which was turned over to private insurance companies.
Lynn, unfortunately, many of the dentists who had been providers under the old system have chosen not to participate in Medicaid managed care, so it's actually been a negative.
The FDA was a guest on WFSU's Perspectives program. Medicaid is available for low-income Floridians, mainly women and children, disabled people, and medically fragile adults. The Big Bend has lots of people who fit those descriptions. The association's more complex request to lawmakers involves trying to connect dentists to those patients. Joanne Hart is a lobbyist for the FDA.
One of our dentists was here in town yesterday that provided free comprehensive care on an individual that had 11 strokes. And lost her husband, lost her job, and there was no way for her to get the care that she needed. And through this program, she received over $4,000 worth of free comprehensive care to restore her oral health.
Getting its agenda through the Florida legislature will be a heavy lift, but there's an upshot. Lawmakers have proposed similar programs for other groups like nurses and public defenders, areas where there is a greater need than supply. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.